This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Pat Tomasulo.
Well, look, I've had a good run.
You're the oldest. We could eliminate you. Tribute to Cyrus would go on. They'd find somebody else.
Hey, wait a minute.
Afternoons on the Score.
So the other night, I'm hanging out over at Theater on the Lake, the beautiful spot where Tributosaurus plays sometimes. My buddy John Wren running that place over there. It's an incredible spot. Highly recommend. Yada, yada. We're there. We're playing a show, is Tributosaurus, and then we're hanging around after. And a guy who works there, who's become a good friend, lovely guy, Fernando, comes over. Every time we see him, I say, in the clearing stands Fernando, because you have to, right?
Oh, I was thinking of SNL. You look marvelous, but
there you go.
Ahead.
Could do that. And also, when we see him, we all have Fernando mania. All of these things are true.
Oh, I can go there, too.
Yeah. So he said, and we're talking, and he's a baseball guy, and he says, hey, did you ever hear my Vin Scully story? I said, no, I never heard your Vin Scully story. And so I'm going to share Fernando's Vin Scully story.
Oh, good.
Okay. I didn't ask Fernando. I hope he's all right with that. I just tried to call him at the break. Shane, what do you think? I just go ahead.
I mean, this is your funeral.
You guys ready for this?
Party, look, whichever one.
We're past the point of no return here, because if you don't tell this story, not only are we going to be upset, but you have millions of listeners.
Yeah, look,
there.
We talked about this with Ant last week.
Tens.
Like, you can't just say I've got a story and
can't
then
do
not
it. Fulfill. Can't do it. Yeah, I'm going to have to do it now.
The three of us are now on the edge of our seats.
Yeah.
Who have ye?
And now I wonder, Grody, have we built it up too much? Now there's no way it'll be good.
Of course. Sure, of course. No, like,
possible.
Is the New York Post going to write an article about us? And am I going to spend a week at home?
No, Ryan Glasspiegel will not be getting all up in your business, as far as you know. So Fernando had a buddy who worked for NBC in the 80s. And Fernando wanted to get into broadcasting. So he got in touch, and his buddy said, you know, why don't you come down to the ballpark when the NBC Game of the Week is on the South Side, and you could do some work for us for the NBC Game of the Week. Turns out it was Jack Morris's no-hitter. That's pretty
wow.
good. That's pretty good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Me, I was home watching that one, and Fernando was there working. So he ends up doing stats for Vin Scully.
Hmm.
Like two or three times that summer, whenever they would come to Chicago, he helped Vin Scully out just doing stats. What an incredible experience. You're a young kid. You get a chance to do that.
Yeah.
One of the times Vin Scully tells him, hey, would you go into the press box and go get me the printouts that are there in the press box? They didn't bring him to the booth for whatever reason. So, you know, the printout, the team roster,
yeah.
or the notes of the day.
Packets.
That kind of thing.
Yes.
So he goes in there. And he's got to walk there, but he has to go by somebody who's sitting there. And the person sitting there is Chicago broadcasting legend Chet Copping.
How you doing, everybody?
So, and this came up today. So I thought about it. And he says, oh, excuse me, Mr. Copping, I need to get by you to go get the stats. Chet says, no. No, I got to wait.
No.
He says, Mr. Kopic, I'm trying to get these for Mr. Scully and the NBC booth. And Chet says, you got to wait your turn. Got to wait your turn. So.
This is so plausible. You know Chet.
So Fernando goes back, tells Vin Scully that he can't get the stuff for him. And Vin says, no problem. I understand. No problem. A couple minutes later, Vin goes out there. And of course, Chet allows Vin to do whatever he needs to do. So they go to dinner in the about an hour later, they go to dinner in the Bard's room there on the south side. Uh-huh. And Vin says, come on in, Fernando. And Fernando's in the Bard's room sitting there with Vin. And there's Chet at the next table. And Vin says, Fernando, come with me. And he walks Fernando over and says, Chet, how are you? Good to see you. You know my friend, Fernando. My friend who works with me. And Chet goes, oh, of course. Of course. Good to see you. How you doing?
Fernando, my friend.
Fernando, my friend.
Fernando Allen Johnson. How are you?
Big good. Rock Candy Mountain.
How about a Diet Coke, pal?
Good to see you. How are you? They shake hands. And Vin says, all right, good to see you, Chet. Just walks back to dinner with Fernando. And that's all that was said.
That's amazing.
Is that beautiful and elegant by Vin Scully?
Poetic justice at its best, right?
Exquisite.
Yeah.
And isn't that like not a surprise at all, knowing what we know about both of those men?
So perfect.
It's so perfect.
And it seemed like a happy ending for everybody involved. Even Chet was probably, I'm sure that's not the first time something like that has happened to Chet.
Well, I guess I got to wear that one.
That is fertilizer.
And then he had him on the show, probably. Let's go out and talk to him, man. I got to tell you, this guy, Matt Spiegel, discovered this guy along the lake a long time ago. Fernando Allen Jose. Give all the middle names. Chet used to give middle names.
Juan Uribe.
But just
Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
The beautiful class of Vin to just be like, you know, that's not how you should treat people.
Have you met my friend here?
Oh, that's good.
There's a Farmer John's hot dog.
That's pretty good.
A tradition in this house for years. I don't do that very often because Bernstein does it better.
I don't know.
You hit something there on that last part.
For years. Marty Barrett. They're playing shortstop today. Remember, I don't know why Marty Barrett to me was a... You remember Marty Barrett?
Of course.
Yeah?
Marty Barrett. Hawk Harrelson once said he was the best at hitting high chopper one hoppers.
Tell you about Marty Barrett. Tell you what, Danny, don't put that in the book, though. I'll tell you right now.
He did. That's one of the ones that you never forget.
Marty Barrett, man. Yeah.
Brody, what would happen if Miska was Vince Scully's engineer and something was going wrong with his headphones?
Oh, I got a whole pack of them. No, just sit right there. Don't move. Don't move. What's the problem, pal? No, it's okay. It's going to be all right. You're going to be just fine. Oh, he would have, because he lost his mind for Hall of Famer Pat Hughes, if it was Vince Scully, man. And for the record,
yes,
Miska was great, like, because he would make sure he literally put a new hole in Pat Hughes's belt one day. Because he needed it. I'm going to have to throw away this belt here. Oh, no, come here. I'm like, Jesus, Dave. Dave running down to the front row, just dusting me papers all over the place.
Yeah. You have a delightful audience of one with Shane Reardon for the Dave Miska.
Oh, and I love it.
I don't think so.
You keep it alive.
I disagree.
It's at least two.
Yeah. If it's two, it's a lot more, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
People like what we like, Speaks.
And it's a character, right? It's a character, you know?
Oh, God. Texture says, yep, that story was better than White Sox coverage. There you go.
No, that was a really good story.
Jason Leisure coming up next from the Chicago Sun-Times. Let's talk to him about all things Bears. Nico Horner next hour, too. Keep it here on The Score.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.